PNC said the burn looked good.
Houston, this is Apollo 9.
Go ahead, Apollo 9.
Got our residuals for you. They're plus 1.2, minus 0.4, and minus 0.3. Delta V counter is minus 13.1.
Copy, plus 1.2, minus 0.4, minus 0.3, and minus 13.1.
Roger, and our pitch altitude was 354 degrees.
Roger, copy.
That 1G you Earthlings have down there is quite a sensation.
Roger, and Dave thanks you from the bottom of his computers for that pitch angle.
Roger.
Okay, Apollo 9 Houston, we're going to have you here for about another 2.5 minutes at Carnarvon. I believe you got your orb rate 0.067 over Tananarive, and that page 3-15, what that is telling you is your outer gimbal, that's your roll angle, and we're going to have you with a roll of about 180, so you'll use that column versus your orb rate to get your parameters to load in the procedure.
Okay, fine. And I copied your whole transmission over 10 Interreve, and I think we've got it in hand. Thank you.
Roger. And I'll have you some inertial angles here at the start of your orb rate shortly.
Okay, thank you.
And it looks like we're going to get an orbit very close to what we were aiming at.
Apollo 9 Houston, with your inertial angles.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, roll 0, pitch 3.32.4, yaw 3.59.5, and the time of this will be 5.5+2.0.
Roger, understand, roll 0, pitch 3.32.4, yaw 3.59.5, and the time is 5.5+2.0. Thank you.
Roger. And we're going to lose you here at Carnarvon. We'll probably see you at, we'll see you at Hawaii around 4.8. We'll have a low pass on Guam this time.
Okay, fine.
This is Apollo Control at 123 hours, 29 minutes. Carnarvon has LOS. The SPS number 6 burn performed successfully over Carnarvon. A very preliminary look at the orbit after a very short bit of tracking after the burn. Shows an orbit now of 120.2 nautical miles by 104.8 nautical miles. We have a low elevation pass at Guam. We may be able to communicate through this station. We'll come back up and see. That's about 5 minutes away. 123 hours, 36 minutes acquisition at Guam for a couple of minutes. This is Mission Control Houston.
Apollo 9 Houston through Guam, do you read?
Roger, Houston, read you 5-by.
Okay, I'm reading you a little weak, but Dave, I don't know if I've confused you on this page 315 or not, but that top column is your outer gimbal angle. Use the value for your outer gimbal angle when you are at the proper pitch for this photography.
Okay, I was just going to ask you about that. You gave us a roll of 0 degrees, so that's our outer gimbal.
Roger, that 0 degree inertial looks good, and so the top column is your outer gimbal angle. Roger. Apollo 9 Houston, if you read me, the roll on our SO65 pad where we gave you 180 should be zero.
Oh, okay, the roll on the SO65 pad should be zero.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control at 123 hours, 39 minutes. Guam has LOS. We got some more tracking during this station, and we're now showing an orbit of 120.2 by 105.4 nautical miles. Hawaii will acquire at 123 hours, 47 minutes, about 7 minutes from now. And prior to reaching Hawaii, the crew will start unstowing and installing the SO65 cameras for this multispectral terrain photography that will begin about the coast of California on this revolution. This is Mission Control, Houston.
To check our wristband, that's what was breaking up on me back over the last site.
Okay, voice check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Apollo 9.
Oh, that's beautiful. Loud and clear.
Okay. Houston, I might make a comment on this SO65. It seems to work very well. It's easy to put together, and it seems to take pretty good pictures. I don't know if the quality, but it's easy to operate.
Okay, copy. How did it look from Tucson, Del Paso? Jim, did you take those pictures?
Roger, we took the pictures, but I couldn't tell exactly what the cloud cover was. Let me let Dave answer you. There was a scattered deck, like probably 2,000 feet or so. And other than that, it was pretty good. But that is as soon as we got to within about a couple of 3 minutes of Houston, it broke out wide open.
Okay, real good. Well, that was our report that, according to the aircraft from Los Angeles, Tucson was supposed to be clear, and I think with the scattered deck, it should still be good was the word I had, so I'm glad you took them.
Well, it's better to take them today than to not take them tomorrow.
That's right. And we're going to lose you in about 20 seconds here, and we'll see you at Ascension at 2-6.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control at 124 hours, 18 minutes. Antigua has loss of signal. Ascension will acquire at 124 hours, 25 minutes. Crew reported that during this pass across the United States, they did perform the SO65 photography. The camera equipment was easy to operate. They did take all of the pictures from the coast of California to just west of El Paso, and in all of the 25 exposures requested there. Over Houston, they took 7 exposures instead of 3. Reported the weather good up to just a little past Tucson. A scattered deck of clouds from Tucson until they were just a little west of Houston when it broke out into the clear again. This is Mission Control, Houston. Apollo 9, about to be acquired through the Ascension Station.
Apollo 9, Houston, through Ascension.
Roger, Houston, Apollo 9 here.
Hi, Roger, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Good shape, good shape. About ready for our evening fireside chats again, looks like.
Yeah, when you said good evening, I was absolutely amazed. I looked at my watch, it says 3:30 down at the Cape.
That's right.
How are you there, young Mr. Ron?
Good shape, good shape. We're working on our landmark tracking pad. We should have that before we finish up here, I hope.
Okay, and I want you to... people be to realize that, you know, we're having this trouble with the shaft on the telescope, and we may not be too successful with this thing.
Roger, we understand that.
All right.
That was astronaut Ron Evans communicating with Jim McDivitt. Ron has taken over the spacecraft communicators console now.
Apollo 9, Houston, have your line mark update. Apollo 9, Houston.
Roger.
Okay, you're real weak there. I'll go ahead and read your landmark ID. 011. Your GET. 125321600, and you'll be 60 miles north of track. We have about 30 seconds to LOS, probably Carnarvon at 5-7.
All right, say again the roll pitch yaw shaft and trunnion.
Roger, we don't have that now. It's NA.
Okay, and I missed the number. Was it 011?
Affirmative. Landmark ID is 11.
Thank you. And 125321600.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control at 124 hours, 31 minutes. Ascension has LOS. Tananarive will acquire in about 4 minutes. This is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 124 hours, 43 minutes. Apollo 9 about to acquire at Tananarive for a very low elevation pass. The duration of this pass will be about a minute and a half.